With a J, Peter continued smoothly. You've heard all about Libby, haven't you?
Of course. Libby detected a faint twang of something other than home counties in the nasal voice.
You're the lady who's come to help Peter with his little play.
Libby saw Peter suppress a wince and fumbled for his hand to administer a solidarity squeeze.
Not exactly come specifically, Mum. She lives here already.
Yes, dear.
Peter's mother inclined her head.
Where was it now? I'm sure you told me.
All Hallows Lane. Yes, Mum.
Peter was clearly getting impatient.
We're all going for a drink. Would you like to come with us?
Millicent Parker's face showed a certain degree of horror at this suggestion, and she moved towards the back of the auditorium.
No, thank you, dear.
She bestowed what she obviously thought was a smile on Libby.
But thank you for asking me. I'll just pop off home.
She didn't even say what she thought of the play, said Libby, wonderingly, gazing after the retreating figure. I thought she wanted to come and see it.
She did. Well, she asked. Wanted to make sure it was suitable for her little boy to be mixed up with.
A tall figure in pink shirt and leather trousers, blonde hair flopping over his brow, emerged from backstage as Peter was closing the door.
Who was that? My mother.
Peter flung himself onto Libby's abandoned chair.
All padlocked knickers and spray polish, said Harry. We're going to the pub.
Libby sighed.
I don't really feel like it, if you don't mind, she said.
I don't, but I think your stage manager might be miffed. He's already gone.
Peter reached over and patted him firmly on the bottom.
Make us a cuppa then, love. Oh, make it yourself,
grumbled Harry, but disappeared into the kitchen nevertheless. Libby sat on the edge of the stage and found her cigarettes.
So that's your mama.
That's her. All M&S pretties and hair like a middle-aged Barbie.
She doesn't look like a farmer's wife.
Well, it's the old East End, isn't it? Not county-born and bred.
Harry came in with a beautiful decoupage tray and assorted chipped mugs.
Sorry about these. We've used all the decent ones.
He handed a mug to Libby, pulled up another plastic chair beside Peter, sat down and lifted Peter's feet onto his lap.
I'm not sure I understand your family, said Libby. It's very complicated.
That's because you have a sweet, simple nature, you old trout.
Peter sipped his tea.
Like us. That's why you fit in here.
The theatre or Steeple Martin, do you mean? I wonder. They don't really know anything about me.
Libby frowned into her mug.
They know you're divorced and you've got children.
Harry shrugged.
Probably know how often you wash your sheets and whether you've had the change yet, I shouldn't wonder.
Libby nodded, acknowledging the omniscience of villagers.
Anyway, I like it. I love the cottage, and it'll be lovely to have the theatre.
If we ever get the bloody thing off the ground,
Peter said, absent-mindedly resting his mug on Harry's crotch.
Watch the goods, dear,
said Harry, gently moving it aside. Libby looked up.
I thought we were getting it off the ground. The theatre's nearly finished. We've only got 2 weeks until we open. What's the matter?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just filled with doom and despondency the further into it we get. Who's going to come to a converted host house in the depths of Kent to see an unknown play performed by amateurs?
Libby stood up.
Publicity, that's what we need. Something to make it stick in people's minds, so that they say, oh, yes, the Oast House, that's where they did that terrific... Well, I don't know, but terrific something. Harry's calf's doing okay, and that was good opening publicity, wasn't it? And people remember the name.
I wish I could forget it,
said Harry gloomily.
Pink bloody geranium, what a name for a calf.
Didn't you name it, then? Asked Libby, surprised.
No, it was already the pink geranium. I thought it sounded good for a vegetarian restaurant, said Peter, but a ponced-up calf is hardly the same as a theatre, is it?
Harry came over and pulled Libby off the stage.
Oh, come on, let's go to the pub after all. A game of darts might cheer the old sod up.
I really won't come, if you don't mind, said Libby, swaying.